Hello and welcome back to the Mystic Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about something that I don't really see many people talking about. I've been trying to look for stuff and I've been finding more, but it doesn't really go into as much detail as I want or as I need it to. So I've been finding different pieces of different articles and websites, trying to piece together a message for myself that I need for me. And as I'm doing that, I'm going to be going through this podcast with you guys, helping you to try to find yourself too. And basically, the whole point of this episode has to do with finding yourself and trying to find happiness in life. Through whatever means it is, people, activities, having something, just trying to feel like you're you. The thing, quoting Aristotle, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. And to know yourself takes a lot of work. A lot of work that a lot of us try to put in, but just can't get out. Due to whatever reason it may be. Being busy with our everyday life, going to work, families, not having the security you need to be able to do it, not feeling like you are able to do it, not feeling like it's worth it, or that maybe you'd be doing it all for nothing, and that the sadness or the looming fear of whatever life has to offer for you is hanging over your head, waiting for you right after you get done with all this happy feeling and finding yourself. So yeah, finding out who you are, of course, it takes time. It is like, I guess, you and a handful of people going out and exploring Earth. While you can't do it yourself, it won't be fast. It's going to take a long time. And there are going to be moments where you feel like you've seen the same thing before. And you probably have. No one says that just one thing can only have one symbolic meaning in life or whatever. A tree. Oh, I've seen this type of tree before in another continent. Yeah. So what? That doesn't mean you're in that continent again. It just means that there's parts of things in every aspect of the world. There are parts of you that you have distributed in every part of your life. Whether it be a goofy personality with your friends, a goofy personality at work, maybe, even depending on your job. Spending money. You have to spend money on things for having fun. Well, you don't have to, but you can. Spending money on things for a house, very important thing. On food, more very important things. On things for other people, to make other people happy, that have nothing to do with you. That's just one way how one thing in life can lead to so many other different things, and how one aspect of you can affect a lot of different parts of your life. Now, for trying to find yourself as you are right now, you have to know your present, the right now, what is going on in this present moment. And it's called the present because what are presents combined with? They make you think of gifts. The gift of life, right now, the present moment. Life is a gift. One of the major reasons people say they need to find themselves is because they are feeling lost. And it's this sense of feeling lost that can really happen at any time in a person's life. But the most, like, significant occurrences of feeling lost can come from when you've experienced a very substantial change, or a very, like, a big change that happened, like, very suddenly, or it was happening over time. You just had a big realization about something. For me, it's, I had a person who I had a special connection with, and without even knowing it, just with a couple words, they went and they snapped that, and it's hurt me, and I've been trying to find myself. And while I know that myself doesn't really need this person in my life to help me better myself, I still want this person in my life. And that's another thing too. You may want something so bad, but it may not be what you need in your life. Like, we love donuts, ice cream, cake, and all that stuff. Sweets, things we love to indulge in. We love it. But that doesn't mean it's always good for us. Or that if you have it all the time, that it will keep that same special feeling. If you eat ice cream all the time, you'll start to gain weight. You'll get sluggish. The ice cream won't feel or taste the same to you anymore. It will lose its significance to you. That's why most people treat ice cream as a treat, a dessert. Had at only birthday parties, or maybe a wedding, a graduation thing, or just because you're in the mood to have a special dessert, and just decided, let's have some ice cream. Have you experienced any significant changes in your life recently? Just think about that. Maybe it could be some sort of grief, or maybe the death of a loved one, loss of a job, a breakup, financial difficulty, things like getting married, or you're buying a house, or you're having a baby. Not all these changes have to be negative to make you feel lost. The reason why knowing your present comes first for trying to find yourself again is because with all these big changes, you have a lot of uncertainty. Like, let's see. Scientists found out about how the world doesn't actually revolve around the Earth. Okay, where does it revolve around? Why does it revolve around that place? Are there any other places where we may be wrong about the sun? And maybe the world revolves around another point. Or maybe our galaxy revolves around one point. Or maybe a cluster of galaxies revolve around one point. Who knows? Once you find one thing, a lot of other questions are unlocked. Cool, I bought these red sandals. Are there other sandals like this? Are they other colors? Are there more sizes? Who made them? Questions that you would have never thought about if you wouldn't have got these sandals. Things that won't necessarily have that same importance to you if one thing never happened. Oh, cool. I have a can of ranch Pringles. You know how much it costs. You just bought it or whatever. Are there any other flavors? Who packaged this? What company or what building did it come from? How long has it been in this can? Who invented Pringles? Questions. Just questions. It is important that you find and try to understand. Just try to understand the presence. You may have already figured out much about who you are, but you might just feel like they're uncertain about things because of your circumstances. or perhaps you do still need a way to find yourself again, but it's unlikely you'll be able to find out who you are without finding many ways to deal with the stress of life's major events, whether it's mental health or whether they're negative or positive. Regardless, the first thing you need to do is learn how to cope with the stress that accompanies a major life event. Which means that you're going to have to go out of your comfort zone, whether you want to or not. It will help you. There is a website, the website of Psychology Today, and it can help you to sort out your feelings, to move ahead in life, to relieve some stress, and to help you find your true self. And the next step would be to know your past. Knowing where you came from and what you went through in the past can help you in a big way to understand who you are right now and to just get back to your roots, to be you, to know who you are, where you came from. Because that was you. We all wish that we were kids again and how life was so good. We don't have the responsibilities of being an adult, have to do all these things ourselves, and all this money and everything in the world. Maybe if we dip back into our roots, into who we were then, and bring that to where we are now, we can get some of that joy back and be happier with our day-to-day life now, instead of just having it be a memory of the past and only that. Step 3, soundproof your brain. And I know that sounds weird, just let me explain. The next time you'll need to learn how to distinguish your own beliefs from those of other people, spend some time in solitude to block out the noise you're hearing in your head that could be coming, that could be keeping you from learning about who you really are. People see something in a certain way. I see some foods as really good and some people see it as really bad. Neither of us are right, neither of us are wrong. It all depends on the eyes of the beholder. But when it comes to yourself, even you have different thoughts about yourself than what you may have already thought before, or maybe even what you already currently think. And that's why you need to soundproof that voice in your head. And just feel what you're feeling. And to know that feeling. And to go about that feeling the way you want to. Without having to second guess yourself. Or to think, maybe people will think this about me. Or maybe this will happen to me if I do. If you know, it'll make you happy. That it'll help you find out who you really are. Why not just do it? Who cares what other people think? You're the only person living your life. Why would you allow someone else's life to hinder you from being happy? And that goes with anything, even with a relationship. If you know the relationship is not in a good place, why would you stay? Maybe you're afraid of hurting the other person. Maybe you're afraid that life won't be as good without them. Who knows? No one will know until you try. Until you give some effort. Step 4. Embrace who you are. Try to love yourself. You are an individual. And finding that individuality is what this entire exercise is about. Finding yourself. Now that you've assessed your past and your present and you've learned how to turn off the noise around you that you may once have been significant, that what may have once been significant, but now is not, it is time to embrace you and who you are right now. And to do that, you'll need to make 2 lists. And the first list, write down positive things you feel like you've accomplished to this point in your life. take a little time to write down what you did and why you think it's essential to who you've become today. On the second list, write down goals you would love to achieve in your future throughout your life. There are very simple questions you can ask yourself that will help you to pick out what's really important to you to find the goals of your authentic self. Question number one, what would I regret if I never do it? And question number two, what would I do with my life if money were no object? Number five, get organized. Organization helps life a lot, so much more than you'll ever know. It's like trying to find something. You're in the library, you type in a book, it comes with the code where to find it in the library. You go to that spot, it's there. You get it, it's easy. But if everything's a mess and all cluttered, you won't know where to find it. You won't know how to get to that point exactly without having to go through a bunch of mess. So just try to organize yourself throughout life in general. Schedule out your time slots, whether you're doing this at this time and this at another time. Hanging out with people at this time, being by yourself at this time. I have work then, I have to eat here. Schedule out your time. Scheduling really helps. Color coding. Keeping your living environment nice and clean and tidy. That'll be good. Just keep an organized lifestyle. Or even just try to. Just try. And it won't be easy at first. But once you get into the motion of things, and you get that habit of having that organized lifestyle, everything will be a lot easier. Number six, find your passions and you run with them. This has to deal with what I said earlier. If you know it'll make you happy, why would you allow someone else to stop you from going off and being happy? The answer is you shouldn't. There may be things that stand in your way, like financial troubles, or people won't agree with you. But maybe there are people out there who do agree with you that you just don't know exist. Maybe you just need to go out there and get a loan or something. You do what it takes to achieve these goals, and you will have a happier life. I can guarantee you that. Number seven, simply be yourself. If you be yourself, your true self, you will never have that feeling of maybe something's missing. We all have that feeling something is missing in our life. No matter what we do, no matter what we get, no matter who we talk to, something is always missing. You just have to be yourself. And with those seven steps, you should eventually come to a conclusion about who you are. You have found yourself. You are now a much happier person. So, I hope this helped you realize who you are, and that it helps you to live a happier life. If not, I'm sorry I didn't help you, or that I didn't help you enough. I'm pretty sure there are people out there who can help you. I hope you have a wonderful day, morning, night, whatever time it is. And hopefully, I'll see you in the next podcast. I love you guys. Sigmati signing off. If you want to find me on social media, I am at Mystic Monty on Instagram. No, Mystic _Monty. and I'm at Mystic Monty on YouTube, Mystic Monty 23 on Twitter. If you DM me on there or any of those, I will respond to you. See you guys later.